views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning and welcome to a hot, hot, hot day in Seattle. I think it's supposed to be close to 95 today, which for us in the Seattle area is a little bit much. But I think it's supposed to cool down tomorrow, so I will be grateful for that. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week, I share a tool to help you make authentic and lasting changes in your life, and then we open up the phone lines for your calls. So that's your chance to get some intuitive coaching on an issue or a problem that's been keeping you stuck, and also earn a free 30-minute coaching session with me in the process. Today, we're going to be talking about the idea that love hurts. And, you know, we've all heard that phrase a million times in songs and in conversation, but real love doesn't hurt. So why do we think it does? We'll talk about what it is that is really hurting us and how you can mitigate that pain. But first, we're going to start with our healing meditation as we do each week. And the purpose of this is just for us to gather together as a collective and send love and healing energy into the world. You can focus on a specific situation that you would like to heal either in your life or in the world in general, or you can just send love and healing to the world. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in. And release that. One more deep breath in and release. And thank you so much for participating in that. I really do believe that it makes a difference in our world that we're sending those kinds of vibrations out and healing the world as we do so. So I'm going to be sharing light bulb moments in a moment. I'm doing more than one this week, and you'll find out why in a minute. But in the meantime, if you want to get in the queue to get some on-air coaching, you can call in now at 800-930-2819. And remember, every caller gets a free 30-minute coaching session with me. So the number is 800-930-2819. And I just want to share a couple of rules about the free 30-minute coaching session. So anyone who speaks to me on the air gets a free coaching session. And please give your name, phone number, and email address to Benny. The sessions get sent out to schedule by email. And if after you give Benny your info, you hang up and don't stay on the line, then you don't get to get the free session. So even if we don't get to get to you, but you're still on the line, you're going to get that free session. So 800-930-2819 to get in a queue for those calls. So our topic today is about this idea that love hurts. And I got focused on this for today's show for a couple of reasons. One was that last week we had a caller on the show who shared a story in her life that reminded me of a story in my own life with my son. And I'm going to be sharing that with you in a minute. And then quick on the heels of that, and this is how things seem to happen for me, it pops up in various ways. I saw on Facebook a friend posted an article, the title of, I forget what the title of it was, but it had the phrase love hurts in it. And it just triggered me because I don't believe that love hurts. I know that when we feel hurt by someone we love, it isn't because we love them, and it isn't because they don't love us. There's something else going on there, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. And this is really kind of a charged subject, because I think that it is sometimes a concept that's hard for us to grasp. And so if you are confused by what I'm saying or you disagree with what I'm saying, I would love to have your call for that too, so that we can sort through it and make sure that we all understand what it is I'm trying to convey to you. So again, the number is 800-930-2819. So as I said, you know, last week, one of our callers shared a story about a situation with her and her adult daughter, and it reminded me of a situation that I'm in with my own son. And what's been going on with that is that my son is 18, and we've been going through a pretty difficult time. And I've hesitated to share the story. And so Diane's story last week touched me and made me feel like I wanted to share this story. And the reason that I've hesitated to share it is, you know, first of all, I didn't want to embarrass my son by sharing private information about him without his permission. But I realized that since he has a different last name than I do, and if I don't say what his first name is, you know, anyone who doesn't know me isn't going to know who he is. And anyone who knows he is my son will already know this story already. And the other piece was that, you know, I still struggle with feeling some shame and guilt about this particular situation. And I realized that those feelings of shame and guilt arise from my fear of judgment by others and also, you know, a bit of judgment of myself by myself. And by hiding what's going on in my life, I reinforce the idea that there's something wrong with it. So I'm going to share it with you and my learnings. And so the format for the light bulb moment is going to be a little bit different, as there are several different lessons that I've learned from this situation. And so you're actually going to get a number of light bulb moments when I share each lesson from the situation. So let me just tell you kind of the basis of what happened, and we'll get to lesson number one. And, you know, my son is 18 years old, and the last several years with him have been pretty difficult in different ways. And, you know, with many teenagers, in order to push away and grow up, he's had to make me the bad guy. You know, everything's my fault. I'm stupid. I can't do anything right. And, you know, it's been painful for me, as I felt like I was constantly being verbally and emotionally beaten up by him, even though I hadn't done anything wrong. And any of those of you who have had teenagers or have teenagers can probably relate to that. It's the tone of voice, you know, the tone of voice. And about 9 months ago, he was at my home for the weekend, and we had a falling out, and I told him to leave, and I asked for his key to my home back from him, and he hasn't spoken to me since, even though I've made repeated attempts to reconcile with him. So that's the basis of the story. And on the surface, yeah, it sounds pretty hurtful, and it sounds kind of big. And yeah, in some ways it is kind of big. But having said that, my first lesson is that love doesn't hurt. And here's how this particular situation has really shown me that. Do I love my son? Yes, I do. Do I feel hurt by him choosing not to share his life with me right now? Yes, I do. Do I feel hurt because I love him? No, it's not because I love him that I feel hurt by that. The reason I feel hurt is because I have an attachment to certain ideas about what love is supposed to be like. And here are a couple of the ideas that also have created that guilt and shame for me. If I were a good mother, my son would want to spend time with me. And if my son loved me, he would want to spend time with me. And that's where the pain comes from. It comes from those ideas, not from the thought, not from my love for him. And, you know, what this leads to is that a realization that love does not place demands on the person you love. Unconditional love is loving regardless of how that person reacts to you. And whenever you love someone based on them acting or reacting to you in a certain way, then that's not really love. And, you know, I can and I will love my son for the rest of my life, even if we never have direct communication with each other again. And it doesn't feel painful to do that. It does not feel painful for me to imagine loving him for the rest of his life. What does feel painful is wishing that things were different. So it's really all about accepting reality. You know, this is the way it is right now. It's only when I tell myself that this isn't the right way for things to be that I feel that pain, when I tell myself that it should be different. Now, I don't want you to think that making this shift to accepting reality and loving him regardless of how he reacts, I don't want you to think that that is something that is easy to accomplish. It's like pretty much everything in life that helps us move in the right direction. The idea is usually pretty simple, but the practice of it is not so simple. But the more I and you can act in a way that I feel good about, so offering my son an olive branch and then letting go of attachment to whether he accepts it or not, the more peace and love I can feel in my life regardless of what he's doing. And that's the core message for today, that, you know, it isn't love that is hurting us. It's our attachment to certain ideas that's hurting us. So we are at time for the first break, and so we are going to take a break right now, and I know we have callers in the queue, so we'll start taking calls after the break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
How do you feel when you hear the word retirement? What does that mean? Good question. You are unique, and you deserve an individual plan to help you achieve your definition of retirement. Jeff Packman, financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial, invites you to attend a special evening to learn about how to more confidently make informed choices. Call Packman Brown and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington at 425-372-4813 today for a formal invitation to the September 16th seminar. Hors d'oeuvres, refreshments, and parking will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about this idea that love hurts, and my contention that it really doesn't, that it's not love that hurts. It's our attachment to ideas about what love is supposed to be like that is actually hurting us. And I believe we have a caller, Benny?
Yes, we'll take Kathleen calling in from Seattle. So Kathleen, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm so glad to be speaking with you today.
Well, I'm glad to
call. I very much resonated with your story about your son, because I'm experiencing the same situation with my daughter, who is in her early 20s and has a grandson, and she is very, very sensitive and gets her feelings hurt and then reacts by ostracizing. And so I'm experiencing exactly what you're speaking of, and it's very painful. So any advice would be so welcome at this point.
So you actually are still in contact with her, though?
Well, I mean, I do call her and, you know, apologize and cry and say I miss her, but she doesn't return my calls. So
okay. So here's what my advice is to you. And this is from personal experience as well as, you know, learning that, you know, book learning, but primarily from personal experience is, and this is why it got triggered for me last week, because the caller last week has been dealing with a situation with her daughter for over 30 years. So doing what you're doing does not work. It doesn't change anything, right? And you're giving her all the power. And, you know, I didn't start this out talking about power, but it really is about taking back our own power and not allowing what other people does to affect us in that way. And so, you know, what I would do is I would, you know, in some manner, you can do it either in a phone call, on a voicemail, or I kind of like written communication, either a letter or an email, because then you can edit and all. But, you know, I would suggest you just saying to her, I love you. I want to be a part of your life. And I've done what I can do to make that happen. The ball's in your court now. And just know that I'm here when you're ready to reconnect with me.
Yes. I have followed all of those. And so I guess I'm impatient.
Right. And you know, I'm going to talk about some other lessons for myself as we go through the show. And one of them is about, you know, I can't control others. Love is not manipulating others to try and get them to act in the way we want them to, and you can't control her anyway. So, and that's showing up, right? You know, you do the things that you hope will make her want to connect with you, and she still doesn't.
Right. Yeah.
And actually, by pushing, you might be pushing her further away also.
Well, I have come to realize that she's empowered by my powerlessness.
Yes.
And so the best thing to do is just to do nothing.
Right. And so the way that you're going to be powerful internally is by knowing, and I'm going to talk about this later too, but by knowing that whether she ever contacts you or not, you are still going to be okay.
Yes. Yes, I am.
And I understand that it's not your preference. It's not my preference that my son isn't speaking to me. I would prefer that to be different. I can't do anything about it. And so there's no point in me either beating myself up about it or being upset about it. I do what I can. I offer the olive branch. You offer the olive branch. And mm-hmm. it's up to them whether they pick it up or not.
Yeah. Okay, well.
I know that's not always what we want to hear. Right?
You gave me a very good idea and in a written communication because she's receiving gifts. And if I pick out a very special card and write a lovely message, then maybe that might soften her.
Well, and I think that, in addition to
knowing
that,
her the way I do.
Yeah, and the writing of it to me, I mean, part of it for me is that it gives the person, whether it's your daughter or my son or whoever it is, it's something mm-hmm. physical that they can come back to and reread, right?
Yeah.
Where, you know, when they first read it, they might be... You know, I'm fed up with this person. But, you know, maybe a week or a month or 6 months later, they come back and they go, oh, I didn't notice this part of the message before. Or, oh, I have a different feeling about this message than I did before.
And in the form of a beautiful card, it's a lot harder to throw it away.
True. That's very true.
All right. Well, very good. I will take all of this into consideration. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Well, thanks for your call, Kathleen. I appreciate you having the bravery
really
to do it on air.
Yeah, I really look forward to our session.
Me too. You gave Benny your information?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, great. We will be getting in touch with each other then. That's great. Thanks, Kathleen.
All right, I look forward to it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, all right. Bye-bye. So before we take any more calls, I do want to get to the second lesson, which I mentioned, you know, in the conversation with Kathleen, which is that love is not manipulating other people to act in the way that you think they should or in the way that makes you feel better. And you can't control anybody but yourself anyway. And when we're unhappy with the reality of something, we often try to manipulate that situation to be more of what we want. And a good example of this is the caller last week. One of the things she said that resonated with me in my situation was that she walks on eggshells with her daughter. I think that the caller we just spoke to does the same thing. I did that with my son because you want to avoid them getting upset. So you try and manipulate the situation by walking on eggshells. And that doesn't resolve anything, for one thing. And it is a manipulation. And, you know, with my son, when he became an adolescent and, you know, things really started to not go in the way I would have liked them to, and it was a lot about the way he treated me, I spent a lot of time and effort trying to figure out how to get him to act differently and treat me the way I wanted him to, and I never was successful at that. I just was not. And there's nothing wrong with taking action to try and make a situation be more to your liking. However, that action has to be done with integrity. So it isn't like walking on eggshells is not being in integrity. When we walk on eggshells, we're not saying what's true for us. and we are not being authentic. So that's not an integrity. And the action has to be taken without attachment to the outcome. So I might say to my son something like, it hurts my feelings when you speak to me that way, without having any attachment to whether that changes what he does or not, but only being in the place of, here's how your behavior is affecting me. Okay? So that's one way to try and start to shift things potentially without manipulating. And, you know, when I realized that what I was doing with walking on eggshells was not working, and also when I realized that my, you know, extending this olive branch to my son was not doing anything, he was not responding to me at all, here were the two things I got out of it. The only way that he and I are going to come back together in the way that I really want is if I'm honest with him and I chose not to say things or do things purely to get him to respond to me. Because there are things I could do or say that, you know, might get a reaction from him. But if I just am in integrity and I only tell him that I love him, and I take responsibility for my part, which we're also going to talk about later. And the other thing I learned is that I can't control if or when he decides to respond to me. So the action I take has to be done without attachment to his reaction, without attachment to whatever the outcome is going to be, and to be taken from integrity in myself and allowing him to respond in whatever way he chooses to. So it's all about being authentic, saying what's true for me, and then letting him be in his own space and say what's true for him. So we're coming up to another break. I do want to invite callers. We have some lines open right now at 800-930-2819. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk more about lessons I've learned from this situation with my son and how they might be applicable in your life. So stay tuned.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Orenum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Orenum.com. That's Orenum.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about this idea of love hurts, and really talking about the fact that it isn't love that hurts. It's our ideas about what love should look like that create hurt and pain in us. And I'm using an example in my own life that has led me to learn a number of lessons related to this to kind of share with you how it might show up in your own life. And we do have open lines right now for callers at 1-800-930-2819. So if you have a comment or a question about what we're talking about, or if you would like to get some guidance on a situation in your own life, then feel free to call in now at 800-930-2819. So what we've talked about so far is that, you know, love doesn't hurt. It's our attachment to certain ideas about love or about the other person that are really hurting us. And that love is not about manipulating other people to act in the way that we think that they should in relation to us, and that we can't control how they act anyway. So it's just responding to them with integrity and saying what's true for us and then letting them be themselves. So another lesson, so I'm saying this is lesson number three that I learned, is that I always have a role in every situation. And, you know, when my son and I had this blow up, I started out from a place of righteousness. You know, he was rude to me. He was disrespectful. I had every right to set boundaries about how I would be treated. And, you know, all of this was true, but it was very one-sided because in every relationship, there are two people, and both people have a role and a responsibility in whatever happens. Now, I can imagine that there are a number of you going right now, wait a minute, you know, if so-and-so treats me badly, that's not my fault. And what I want to say to you is that it's not always 50-50, but there always is some responsibility on each person's part, even if it's only 5% out of 100%, because there is something in the interaction that is creating the situation. And it's not to say that how the other person treats you is okay. It's not okay that my son was disrespectful to me, but I had a hand in creating that situation also. And, you know, this was maybe one of my greatest learnings, not only in this situation, but in my life. Not so much that I have a role, I already got that, but owning what my responsibility was. Because we all have ways that we act or things that we do that we are not proud of and don't want to look at. And there are certain ways that I've acted in my life that come from a fear of abandonment. So it's a very reasonable reason, but not always a very reasonable action. And this is not just with my son, but on a much more general level. And I've been really reluctant to own those actions and to really look at them because of that fear of abandonment. Where my brain went, which is not true, but where I went with it is that if I admit that it's not okay for me to act this way, then I'm a bad person and nobody's going to love me. And so when this happened with my son, I finally got that I need to have the courage to look at my role, because if I don't, I can't ever be different. And, you know, it really came with a pretty harsh wake-up for me, that the process of me getting it was not a pleasant one, but maybe that was what I needed to really understand it. And so when I got there, I couldn't place all the blame on my son anymore. And I also had to learn to forgive myself for my role and not place all the blame on me. We both together conspired to create the situation, even though it wasn't a conscious conspiracy. Now, the good news is that if I have some responsibility, I can change and make things different in the future. And again, this is without attachment to how it will be different, but just knowing that if I'm different, if I respond differently, or if I act differently, then the relationship is going to be different in some way. I mean, it's just a law of nature. If you keep doing the same thing, you get the same thing. If you do something different, you get something different. And you can't always predict what that is, but it won't be the same thing that is the thing that you don't want. So that was a huge lesson for me, is really that beyond just saying, okay, I get that I have a role and a responsibility in this, really having the courage to explore what my role was, because it took courage. Because I had these fears about what it meant about me that I acted in a certain way, and admitting that. And I would guess that there's more than one of you listening right now who has that as well. We all have these, you know, kind of shadow sides of ourselves that we don't want other people to see, and we don't want to see ourselves either. But it's only by owning that that we can start to shift it and change it. Once again, I want to make sure everybody knows phone lines are open, 1-800-930-2819. If you want to talk about this topic, or if you have a situation that you want some help with, I would love to hear from you, 800-930-2819. So lesson number three, I always have a role in what happens, leads kind of paradoxically into lesson number four, which is, it's not about me. So, you know, that does sound kind of like a paradox. Wait, I have responsibility, but it's not about me. Well, that's because there's two people in this equation, right? Because my son has a role and responsibility in what happened also, and his side of things has nothing to do with me, just like my side of things has nothing to do with him. It was about my own issues that I acted the way I did. It's about his issues that he acted the way he did. So his reactions are about him. They're not about me. And, you know, people struggle with this concept a lot because we do tend to take things personally. It's a very human way to be, is to think that it is about us. And it feels like it's about us, right? It's getting, this disrespect is getting directed at me, but it's not about me. And the way that you can kind of shift into getting this, if you're struggling with understanding this, is think about a certain situation that you know of where two people have experienced the exact same thing and they had very different reactions. That, to me, really highlights or illustrates that it isn't about me because, you know, let's say, oh, gosh, I'm trying to think of a good example. But, you know, let's say people were, this is a really far-fetched one, but it happens. You know, people are in a bank when it gets robbed. Maybe somebody is going to try and stop the robber. Maybe somebody is cowering in the back, you know, just terrified for their life. You know, people react differently, and they're all experiencing the same situation. So that's kind of a good illustration of that. And so, you know, since his reactions, since my son's reactions are about him, they're not about me, that takes us back to lesson number two, which is I can't control others anyway, because I can't control his reactions because they don't have anything to do with me. And so really getting that helps free me up to go, again, I'm going to act from integrity. I'm going to act from a place of what feels right and good to me, and let go of how he responds to that, because it's not about me. I can't control it. And it's really liberating to know that not everything in the world is about me. When I stop taking it personally, it's much, much easier to respond in the way that I want to, instead of in this knee-jerk emotional reaction, which is a lot of what has gone on in my relationship with my son. He'd talk to me in a tone of voice that I didn't like, and I would immediately get reactive to it, which then just fueled the fire, as opposed to me just being calm and saying, you know what, I don't like it when you talk to me like that. So knowing that it's not about me helps me go, okay, he's not being disrespectful to me. He's talking to me in a way that I don't want to be talked to. And there's a difference in the way that you look at it. So if I can step back and remind myself that being treated in that way by my son doesn't mean, number one, that I'm worthy of respect, or number two, that he doesn't respect me, then I can deal with letting him know that that behavior is unacceptable in a way that is calm and much more likely to be heard by him, much more likely to be something that he's not going to react to as strongly as my emotional reaction. So that is lesson number four. It's not about me. So we're combining, I have a role in it, and it's not about me, for lessons three and four. And we're leading up to getting time for us to take a break. And I do want to let people know we have one more segment after the break. And if you want to call in and get some guidance on a problem in your life, and if it's related to what we're talking about today, so much the better. But if not, that's okay too. Or if you just have a comment or question about what we're talking about, I'd love to hear from you. 800-930-2819. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Love is my religion. Love is my religion. Love is my religion.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. enhance your overall performance, and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit. Religion.
Love is my religion. We are back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about this idea of love hurts, and my contention that it isn't love that hurts, it's our attachment to what love looks like, what we think love looks like, that actually is hurting us, so that when it doesn't show up in that way, we do feel hurt, and how we can let go of that. And I've been using this situation that I've experienced with my son over the past 9 months or so, kind of as an illustration of that. And, you know, I want to back up just a little, well, it's not even backing up, but I did just want to say that, you know, one of the things with this situation that's going on with my son that has really been kind of, I don't even want to say eye-opening, but a little bit surprising to me is that I really, most of the time, I really don't feel very upset about it. And, you know, my friends will ask me about, you know, what's going on, and the answer is nothing because I periodically make an attempt to connect and I don't get a response. And, you know, that's the way things are right now. And I really have been surprisingly okay most of the time with this is the way things are right now. And I've had to kind of stop and ask myself about why that is. How have I been able to be okay with this being the way things are? And a lot of it is what we've been talking about throughout this hour. The lessons I've learned and some shifts in my own perspective have helped me be okay with it. And, you know, a huge part of it is not taking it personally. It really is going, you know what? Just because he's mad at me and doesn't want to have interaction with me right now doesn't mean there's anything wrong with me. And I know there's not anything wrong with me. Are there things that I could have done differently with him? Yes, absolutely. Are there things that I would like to have done differently? Yes, absolutely. But you know what? I really did do the best I could with what I knew in the moment. And so there's no point in me having recrimination against myself for not acting in a different way. And frankly, part of why I've been okay is that it's really such a huge relief to not have to walk on eggshells around him all the time. And that doesn't mean that I don't want to reconnect with him, because I do. But it's given me the opportunity to have the distance, to have clarity around how I want to interact with him that is different than how I have been. And, you know, if we had continued without having this break, I don't know how easily I would have gotten there, because I was so mired in my way of interacting with him that it really took having a break to be able to see that it wasn't working and to see why it wasn't working and what would work better. So I actually am excited about when we reconnect, and I believe we will. I'm excited about when we reconnect and trying out these ways of being different and kind of seeing what happens. But I want to lead into it isn't really lesson number five. It's kind of a component of all the other lessons that we've talked about. But I think it's such an important idea. I want to talk about it by itself. And that is this concept of accepting reality. And I've talked about this on the show a number of times before, because I think that it is so profound and so important. And I really, really got it at a different level with this situation with my son, because what happened for me is I all of a sudden got shown, you know, I mean, I believe the universe puts things in front of us. All of a sudden, this Byron Katie book was there in front of me when I was looking for something to read, and she had been on the show a couple months earlier. And so they'd sent me all these books of hers, and I'd read some of them, but not others. And all of a sudden, here's this one on relationships. And it really was about, but it was focused more on like romantic relationships, like husband and wife or partnerships, but the principles were applicable in any relationship. And some of the biggest things that I got out of that were these huge lessons that I've talked to you about already today. But the starting point really is about accepting the way things are right now and letting go of this wish or desire for them to be different, for them to not be what they are, or denying reality and saying it shouldn't be this way. You know, it shouldn't be this way. If I were a better mother, it wouldn't be this way. Those kinds of things. So this is the reality. This is where we're at. Now, what do we do about it? And those of you who are familiar with Byron Katie, you know she has the work, and it consists of these three questions. So whenever we have a thought about another person, we ask ourselves, is it true? And most of the time we can say, well, no, I can't know that's true, because we're attributing thoughts that the other person has to them, and they don't really belong to them. They're really our idea of what they, you know, what they're thinking. And that's part of taking it personally, is we make up stories about what other people are thinking. So, you know, if I have this thought that, you know, my son should treat me respectfully, is that true? Well, maybe in his mind, he is treating me respectfully, right? You can't know. And then who would I be without this thought? And where that leads us is letting go of the personalization of it. It's letting go of the hurt and pain or upset in whatever form that occurs that comes from. So if I think he shouldn't treat me like this, then whenever he does treat me like that, I'm going to feel upset. So if I let go of that, then without that thought, I would be much more peaceful and calm. And that was a huge eye-opener for me, too. Oh, you know, if I let go of thinking that anybody else should act a certain way, I'm going to be a lot more peaceful and calm. And then the third component of the work is called the turnaround. And that's where I take, let's say my statement was, my son should speak to me respectfully. Then I turn that around to say, my son should not speak to me respectfully, because and the way that that makes sense is maybe what I think of as respectful, he does not. Or I can say, I should speak to my son respectfully. Okay, that resonates, because when I get triggered by him, I do not always speak to him respectfully. And I will step out on a limb and say, mostly I didn't speak to him respectfully when I got triggered by how he spoke to me. So it really helps us go to a place of, okay, I can shift how I feel about reality without ever doing anything differently. And that's why I love the Byron Katie work. And, you know, part of accepting reality is that statement that we all hear, you know, it's kind of a catchphrase these days. It is what it is. I'll tell you another one that I used to hate and I love now, but that one, it is what it is. Because it is what it is, and all of our wishing or thinking that it shouldn't be that way doesn't change how it is. And we have to accept what the reality is before we can take any steps to make it be different. Because if we're thinking that it's another way, anything we do, whatever we choose to do, may not have anything to do with the reality of how it is. And the other thing I love about that statement is it is what it is that there's no judgment in it. It doesn't say it sucks. It doesn't say it's great. It just says it is. It's just as it is. And when we can get to that place of non-judgment about the current situation, that's when we can be peaceful. And that's also when we can act from a place of groundedness that leads us in the direction of what we really want. And the place where people get hung up, and where I used to get hung up too, is that accepting reality doesn't mean that you're stuck with things the way they are forever. It only means that you're getting a lay of the land and you're getting real about the way things are, so that you can quit taking it personally and really get clarity around, okay, I don't like how this is. What would be likely to change it into a place where I like it better? So those are the lessons that I've learned through this sometimes painful situation with my son. And I am so grateful that really it's been a huge learning for me. And with the exception of the kind of beginning of it, it really hasn't been all that painful. You know, sometimes we have to really go through a lot of pain to get lessons. And it's really not been that painful. And I really, even though I wish and hope that he and I do reconnect, I can be okay right now in this moment. I don't have to go through pain day after day after day because love doesn't hurt. I love him and I don't feel hurt. And that is the big message for today. So we're wrapping up the show now. I want to thank all of you for listening to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
How do you feel when you hear the word retirement? What does that mean? Good question. You are unique, and you deserve an individual plan to help you achieve your definition of retirement. Jeff Packman, financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial, invites you to attend a special evening to learn about how to more confidently make informed choices. Call Packman Brown and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington at 425-372-4813 today for a formal invitation to the September 16th seminar. Hors d'oeuvres, refreshments, and parking will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.